Okay. We're on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, but we'll go back to Chaf Aleph on Aleph just to review what's going on. Mara had a shaila, what happens if the difference between the two positions is greater than just the compromise of three from two to four? But this one said less than two and this one said more than four, Badavka. So in that case also, do we say that neither one really meant what they were saying and they both were happy to compromise with three, or since they were Badavka more, then the gulf between them is greater, there we don't say that that they wanted. Or the other pshat, we said that they, since they said a bedafka, a specific amount, with to the penny, right? They said a pruta less or a pruta more, so now they mean bedafka or not. Whatever the Gemara says, from the case of a person who's bothering somebody to eat by him, and he swears that what I eat by you is going to be usher to me if I even drink a drop of water or I enter your house. And the Gemara says, no, people don't really mean that. He meant he's not going to eat, right? But that's the way people talk. Same thing over here, this is the way people talk. So now the Gemara asks, mi dami. Then the two cases aren't the same. Gabi tzonon, bai tzonon, we know people talk like that, why? Tzadikim omri ma'at v'osim harbe. Because this guy's afraid, this guy, what's it called, if he agrees even to drink a little bit, right, his host is a tzaddik, and he says a little bit, and he says, okay, so come and drink a little bit, and he knows he's going to give him a whole suda. So therefore, he said, even a little bit not. He doesn't mean not a little bit, but he's trying to avoid eating there a whole suda. So that's the way people talk, because that's the normal thing for tzaddikim to do, to speak a little bit and to do a lot, and therefore, if he doesn't say even a little bit, he's going to end up having to eat a lot over there. But hocha steikahu, over here, though, it's a legitimate doubt. Dilma pachos misela v'yoser al shekel kamar v'zeiluzen havi. Maybe really he never didn't mean what's it called. Neither one meant what they said, but they were just using a bargaining position. Al dilma dafka kamar, over here maybe it's different than the Mishnah, and since they either were so exact or the gulf is so different, so spread out, then maybe they meant bedafka. The nidra have in a neder tiboyi teku. So it ends with a shaila. Rashi midomi. Davitzonon tzadikim omri ma'at v'osim harde. Zeh shehoyim misari b'chaveru shiochat. So the guy was bothering him to eat by him. Kima v'yishte tipasonon. He was saying, look, just come in, take a little bit of water, right? Just come into my house for a little while. So vade lachilo ushtia maruba kamar. He really meant to eat that he wanted him to eat a lot, but that's the way tzaddikim talk. Kichein darken shel tzaddikim lomer ma'at v'lasos harbe. V'chi omer lehai konem tipas somen shani toim hochi neskaven lomer. And therefore, when he said, "I'm not even going to drink a little bit," he didn't mean he's not going to drink a little bit. He meant I'm not going to get into this and end up eating a lot. Lomer also tipo shatarotz alitin li any toim the hainu achila maruba. When you say drink a little bit, you mean you're going to give me a whole banquet. Velonis gavin latipo sonim amish. He never meant that he's not going to drink even a drop of water. Hilka choser bachila ushtia maruba umutur lishtol semenu tipo sonim. Here the Rashi says that wherever the Mefarish is that what's it called, that he is the nether is chal for a big meal, because that's what he meant. Right, that's the way you say it. Right, but he's surely not osur with a little bit of water. And other Rishonim learn he's not osur anything. He didn't say a meal, and he didn't mean tzona. So neither one is chal. Avohacha the dilma haida omer tvei misela daite al pachas misela litein b'shlosha dinrin the haida omer butzer daite al yosha mishekel litein gimel dinrin zeruzim havi amutur. Maybe it's the same case as the Mishnah, even though the gulf is greater. Maybe it's still the same thing. Old dilma kiva dafka komer v'nidra havi v'asur. Right, or maybe not. Maybe since it's a bigger gulf, or because they were more medayik, maybe it's a real nether, and therefore it ends with a shaila. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Yehuda Omer Ravasi arbo nedorim halalu tzrichim she'ela lechachem. These four nedorim, even though it says that they're not really nedorim, they still you still have to get hataras nedorim for them. Ki amrisa kamed de Shmuel, when I said this to Shmuel, Omar Tana Tani Arba Nadorim Hitiru Chacham the Atam Asrich and Shail the Chacham. It says in the Mishnah the Chacham were matter them. But Mashman, you don't need any Hatoris Nadorim. So why do you need Hatoris Nadorim? Rav Yosef Masni Lola Hashmaitha Bahai Lishna. Rav Yosef said over this this whole Inyan in the following Lashon. Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Asi. Ein chochem rashay lahatir, ala kein arbo nedorim alo. Not that Rav Yehuda said to Rav Asi that these four nedorim need hatoris nedorim. And that according to the first pshat, not really, they don't really need hatoris nedorim. They're mutter. But in order that people shouldn't confuse them with other nedorim, you have to go through the motions. Okay? And Shmuel objected and said, no. Smashing from the mission, or you do not go through the motions. They're mutter, chachomer matter. That's the first way of saying it. Second way is that even Rav Yehuda, in the name Rav Asi, never meant to say you need Hatoris Nedarim by these four. But the only way you can be matter nether by other Nedarim is if they have a similarity to these four. These four, there's a Pesach, right? That the person really meant something else or whatever. It's not charata that he meant the nether and now he regrets having made it or whatever. But there's reason why he regrets. So the shaila, as we said already, that there's two ways to be matar and nether. Either by finding charata, there's nothing really that the guy didn't know that if he would have known that he wouldn't have made the nether. Nothing that came up now. Right? But we're saying, Lamaisa, when you made the nether, what's it called? Now that you look back on it, right? Would you have regretted making it? But there's no reason that came up a Pesach that would make him regret or whatever. It was going on his word that now he regrets it retroactively. He can't regret it now. Regrets it now is still a nether. But he means that if I would have thought about it then, I wouldn't have made it to begin with. That's a very flimsy kind of charata. If we can find some reason, if you would have known this, would you have made it, right? Then it's a different story. So these four all have some outside reason why it leads us to believe that the person never meant to make the nether. But not just stam charota, that he meant to make it, now he regrets it retroactively. So that's what Rav Asi said. Rav Yehuda said the name Rav Asi. You can't be matar a regular nether unless they are similar to these four where there's some kind of pesach. Kisabar ain't poschin b'charata. We don't use charata as a initial way of being matar and nether. That's not good enough. There has to be some outside reason why the person has charata. Pesach. Rashi. Ela ke'ein dalet nedorim halalu v'hani hu disharu mishum delesbu mamish. These are mutter even without hatoris nedorim because there's really no nether here. You can't, what's it called, tell the guy, well, now that you look back on it, were you mischarit? That's not good enough. There has to be some reason why you point out to the guy that if you would have known this, would you have made the neder to begin with? Okay, that you can be poseachim, but not stam with charata. Ksover ain't posim b'charata. She'ain chochem rashai l'ftoach v'lomer lo nadarta adaiti d'hochi. Can't start with him of just saying, well, now if you would be able to do it over, would you have done it? That you can't tell the guy, because who knows if he's telling you the truth or not? Right now he wants to be matter nether, and you're telling him that he has to be nischar. So maybe that's the reason he's nischar. He's not really nischar. But if you can point out something to him that if he would have known that then he said, well, if I would have known that, I never would have made the nether to begin with, then what's it called? Then you can assume that's the case. Then that's called poschim b'pesach. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go too for this shiloh. Ahuda also the kameda Rav Huna. The person came to Rav Huna to be matar nether. Omer le libcho alech, right? Now that you look back on it, would you have made that nether, right? Or you are mischarit? Omer lelo b'sharyin. So he said, no. Looking back on it now, I probably wouldn't have made the nether. I'm mischarit. So you see that what's it called? That he holds that you could be poseach b'charata, not like Rav Asi said, but in Rav Yehuda's son named Rav Asi, but the Masi could be poseach b'charata. Rashi. Omer le libcho alecha, kolomer omid atal das harishona shirson chadayim bosa nether. Or looking back now, do you regret making the nether to begin with? Omer le lo, kolomer mischaret ani. Alma kesaver posim becharata. You see from here that he argues and he holds you could use charata as a first line of attack. Hahuda asla kamei de rabba bar avhuna. Another guy came to Rav Avuna to be matter nether. Omerle ilu hoyu asor b'nei adam shifaisucha b'osa shoa. There would have been 10 people then at the time you made the nether to try to appease you. Mina darta, would you have been made the nether? Right? Omerle lo v'itiru. So here's a shayla, what exactly is this? Is this charata or is this a pesach? Right? It's somewhere in between. It's not charata gemura that nothing changed, but I'm saying if you would have had at that time 10 people, what's it called, trying to appease you for making the nether, would you have listened to them? So he says, if I would have had that, I never would have made the nether to begin with. So it's not really a Pesach because nothing really changed. There weren't 10 people. But it's not pure charata. So therefore Rashi says, Imhoyu yud b'nei adam, shim pishchu l'cho b'charata, kishiratziso lindor, kluna darta. Right? If they would have appeased you and made you regret, would you have made the nether to begin with? Omer leilav, kesover ain't posim b'charata, ulekach omer leikahai gavna, tekiven da omer ilu hoyu asor b'nei adam, de miyakar okar lenidre, velo havi nether klau, lechein posim b'charata, hu aval bi'alma ain't posim b'charata. Says Rashi says, this is not mamish a case of charata. Regular charata, you don't. But in this case, we're bringing up a situation or a condition that didn't exist. Had it existed, would you have made the nether? That's not pure charata. That's already more doma to a pesach. So this man the rose, but pure charata also not. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now we're going to say that this machlokus amoraim is machlokus tanoim, right? Whether pure charata is good enough, or you need something at least close to a pesach. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omrim lo la'adam leiv ze olecha, right? Imamar la matir noso. We say to the guy, do you have a change of heart? That's what leiv ze olecha. Maybe you had a change of heart and you regret making the nether to begin with, so that's poschim b'charata. And halacha is that if he does say that he had a change of heart, it's good. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim Yishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said the name of his father. Omrim lo the adam ilu hoyu asor b'nei adam shifaisucha b'osa shoa mina darta. Im omr la matirin also. So you see over here that what's it called? The same machlokas we had. Amorayim, do you need more than charot or not? It's machlokas tanoi. Rashi. Kisavar, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi ain't posting the charot. And therefore you need something more than charot. At least something that approaches a Pesach. Okay. Ahuda asa lekamed Ravasi. Guy came to Ravasi. This is a different Ravasi than before. Okay. Omar lai kadu tahisa. Right. So he said to him, "Do you have charata? Do you have a change of heart?" Omar lai lo. Don't I have a change of what I come here for? The sharia, and he was muttering. Rashi tahisa mitstayrata. Do you regret making the nether? Kadu tahisa mitstayra toshinadarta dahina bacharata. So he said, what's it called? Of course I am. But what do you think I'm here for? Okay. Hahu, so he holds that, what's it called? You could be posea bacharata. So it can't be the same Ravasi before who said that you can't be posea bacharata. Hahu da'osla kamedra balazar. Omrele bo'isun the door. What's it called? Did you really want to make that nether? Right, Rashi, Bo'isa Nidor, Kibalta HaNeder Mirzoncha. Do you really do it Mirzon? Or maybe now you have a change of heart and looking back, you never really wanted to make it. Right, so he said, Omarle, Ilu lo Miragzin li, lo Bo'in and Klum. If they wouldn't have made me angry, I never would have made the Neder begin with. Omarle, take a boy, so then it should be like you want, there's no more Neder. Ilo meragzinli, Rashi. Ilmole shechisuni. They didn't make me angry. I never would have made the nether. Lo yisi noder. Omarle teheikir the boy. Ishoi velo kibalta mirzoncha. Since you never really wanted to do it, and now looking back, you have charata that you ever did it. Yehei muter lachatz muter. Kamo shata rotsa. Delo havi nether. V'haytanasover ain't posim b'charata, because he didn't mention it to him begin with. He let him say, right, to call a reason why not. You needed a reason why he had charata, not just stam, are you mischarit now? So he, this man the Omer holds, ain't posim b'charata. Hahi itza the idarta lebarta. A woman made a neder. She asked her daughter. She asked her things on her daughter. Asai lekamed Rabbi Yochanan. She came to Rabbi Yochanan and matter neder. Omer lo ilu have yodas. If you would have known, the amron megirsayich Allah devartich. If you would have known that the neighbors are saying about your daughter because you made this neder, right? Ilu lo chamas ba. If the mother wouldn't have seen things immoral about her, she never would have made a neder to ask her things on her. So obviously the mother knows something about this girl, so they're talking about your daughter, right? If you would have known that you're going to cause people to talk about your daughter, would you have ever made a neder? Mi adarto amrele lo. I never would have done such a thing if I knew that it would have cast aspersions on my daughter. The shari, and what's it called? Therefore he was mata the neder. Rashi. The Amram Nagirasayah, Shaomros Hashchenos, the neighbors say Abitcha Kemo Migoras Besa. The word Migorasayah is Migoras Besa, the people who are the neighbors. That they went to borrow the gold and silver from the Egyptian neighbors. So it's called Migoras Besa. Ilo Chamas Ba'ima, Ilulay Shirasa Ba'ima, Milindim is Aziva, Dvarim Shiyofim Lahanichan, Kalomar Dobrazima. What the neighbors are saying is, if the mother didn't know that this girl did something immoral, and it's kedai to stay away from her, she never would have made such a nether to ask her things on her daughter. Must be that there's something really wrong with this daughter. If you would have known that people are going to say that about your daughter because of your nether, would you have ever made the nether? Right? Bichdelo adart. No, yet. Okay. So she said, no, I never would have made a nether had I known that was going to be the result, and therefore he was matter her with this Pesach.